4. This was not supposed to happen. Just after the tech plane disappeared, Albert Dabrowski's phone had rung at 5 a.m. Someone had activated Augur. This was not supposed to happen. He was deep in sleep, had to wring the dreams out of himself like the last drops from a twisted towel. He rolled over in the big bed where Mike was always, these days, not. He reached for his phone, looked at the alert, and said aloud, "Shit!" It was a difficult time. Albert had gotten to his yacht and then his beach house in Hawaii without drawing attention to himself. Even with all the technology money could buy, it hadn't been easy. The plane had gone down a little over 72 hours earlier, and the news had inevitably reached the press. The windows of silence had expired. Zimri's assistant and Lenk's ex-wives and Ellen's administrative team had been expecting to hear from them. Martha, in particular, was now supposed to be working to stabilize Fantail at the same time that she was working with rescue coordinators. Sella was playing the terrified, desperate wife, at the same time working through several layers of shell companies to buy up the plummeting stock of Fantail, Anvil, and Medlar. Someone needed to babysit the group on the island, make sure they were in no immediate danger, ensure that the technology wasn't glitching. That, obviously, was Badger to an extent, and in particular Albert, who was the only one under very little scrutiny right now. The babysitting had been, thus far, mostly administering some sleeping drugs through the suits, making the machines sound comforting and human, checking that the story the suits were selling them was convincing and seamless. It had gone, roughly, according to plan. 3 billionaires on a remote island convinced that the apocalypse had happened. 3 billionaires not in imminent danger, willingly accepting drugs to help them sleep and recover, becoming uncertain about how many days had passed. 3 billionaires not currently highly motivated to try to contact the outside world or regain access to it. World looking for the 3 billionaires in exactly the wrong place. Check, 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 and check. And now this. An alert on Albert's phone saying that an Augur instance had been activated in... He had to search the internet to find out where Prince Rupert was. Middle of ass end of nowhere, western coast of Canada. Must be a glitch. Who the hell in the ass end of nowhere had a copy of the most expensive and secret software currently in existence? Place meant nothing. Send a holding message via Augur. Stand by. He checked the permissions. The names and idents passed by the phone to the software and the software to him. This Augur instance had been reported destroyed by an external team in Bucharest, and here it was being activated again by Lai Zhen, the woman Martha had been seeing. "Oh, fuck," Albert said. "Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck." Badger, when Albert contacted them, agreed. "We can't call Martha with this," they said. "Martha gave it to her." "We know Martha gave it to her, Albert. Lai Zhen is the woman from the footage by the air conditioner. The proof it works. I've met her. She's cool, actually. She's just not supposed to still have it." "Maybe she stole it back without Martha knowing," said Albert. "Maybe Martha let her reactivate it." "Fuck." "I agree with that assessment," said Badger. "You seriously think Martha could have done this on purpose? Not this? Maybe she was happy for her to have the protection." "Fuck." Albert and Badger called Sella. Sella said, "Fuck. Piss toss ass. Martha fell in love with her." "So in love with her that she told her about the plan?" said Badger. "She wouldn't. There is no way she told the journalist about the plan," said Sella. "Love is the mind killer," said Albert. "Especially early on. I told Mike a bunch of things no one else knew." "What does Olga think is happening?" said Sella. "Augur only knows what we tell it," said Badger. "It thinks the world is ending and she's part of the program. It wants to evacuate her.
So that's what we're going to have to do, said Sulla. She's part of the Augur Protocol, just like I am, just like you are, Badger. She's going to get evacuated, just like we were, right?
But there isn't an Augur Protocol. In the middle of this conversation, Albert's phone pinged. Martha had given him her logins to her personal fantail for the duration of these events, just to help with managing the PR side, to deal with things she'd have no time for. There, on Martha's account, was a message from Lai Zhen.
Is this real? I've had an Augur activation.
What the fuck do I do with this? Said Albert.
We have to use it, said Sulla. Albert, you're the only one no one's watching. You need to get her out of there somehow. Make her think she's really being evacuated by the program if you have to. This could fuck everything.
Christ, what, like, send her to the island?
Maybe that's okay, said Badger. Maybe it makes it look, like, more real?
Albert thought.
I have brought this on myself. And actually, fuck you, Martha, you've brought this on yourself too. This is what happens when someone gets pulled back into life. Life is fucking messy.
It's real, he sent back from Martha's account. I didn't know it'd ping you. He told Badger and Sulla he'd handle it, that he had an idea of what to do. He called the team who looked after the Medlar jet in Honolulu. He needed to leave immediately.